One, two, three, four.
Well, she was just 17. British music legend Paul McCartney was invited to the White House on Wednesday to receive the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. The award is named after the renowned American songwriters George and Ira Gershwin, and was presented to McCartney in recognition of his almost five decades of extraordinary contributions to American music. President Obama presented McCartney with the award, calling him the most successful songwriter in history.
Tonight, it is my distinct pleasure to present America's highest award for popular music on behalf of a grateful nation. Grateful that a young Englishman shared his dreams with us. Sir Paul McCartney.
McCartney was equally adoring.
This is such a fantastic evening for me. I mean, getting this prize would just be good enough. But getting it from this president...
During the evening, the former Beatle sang some of his most famous songs. President Obama paid tribute to the Beatles, saying when Beatlemania stormed the world in the 1960s, the band blew the walls down for everyone else.
In a few short years, they had changed the way that we listened to music, thought about music, and performed music forever. They helped to lay the soundtrack for an entire generation.
The evening included an all-star cast of performers who sang their own versions of McCartney hits. Everyone from the Jonas Brothers,
baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
To Elvis Costello,
Benny Lane into my ears, been in my eyes.
To singer-songwriter Stevie Wonder. But the highlight of the evening was clearly the guest of honor, who dedicated one of his classic hits to Mrs. Obama. At a news conference at the Library of Congress before the White House presentation of the Gershwin Award, the former Beatle paid tribute to the award's namesake, the legendary songwriting brothers George and Ira Gershwin. Gershwin compositions are among the most cherished of all American popular songs. One classic is Summertime, from their acclaimed 1935 opera, Porgy and Bess. Paul McCartney said he knows these songs, and that made his winning the Gershwin Award especially meaningful.
It's fantastic for me to be here, because as a little kid I grew up listening to the music of the Gershwin brothers, and loved it, and had no idea, of course, that one day I might be in such a place getting an honor such as this.
Previous recipients of the Gershwin Award include 23-time Grammy Award winner Stevie Wonder and singer-songwriter Paul Simon. McCartney says that when it comes to writing songs, not much has changed for him over the years.
Songwriting's always a great thing for me because it's a mystery. You know, you start with a black hole, and if you're lucky, a couple of hours later, there'll be a song there. So that mystery and that magic is still the same for me.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
You were made to go out and get her. The minute